الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلامنا على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف رؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for extending our lives and for giving us the beautiful time of our lives so that we can prepare for the Akhirah. Today, the Kuffar has worked very hard and they have produced a time management course which was taught us by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Aslaf, how they manage their time. Even the professors of the university, the teachers, the working force, the employers, they make sessions, courses for time management. But how can a person achieve the outcome of 8 hours, which can be equivalent to 20 hours? But unfortunately, even this, before this course is started, we had it in Islam, but we did not follow it. And our aslaf, if you study their lives, every and each sheikh who came in this world, how they manage their times, and how much work they did in the age of 45 years, how much knowledge they compiled of Quran and Hadith, and they left it for the generation which will come afterwards so that they can benefit from it. And this kuffar, they produced many, many things. They know that if Muslims will manage the time, then a day will come, Muslims will take over the whole world. So they managed to create some things. For example, the sport game of cricket, the T20. If a match is going on at the time of Juma, you will see the youngsters at the back, they are watching the game. And the Imam is giving the khutbah. In Ramadan, you will see the Hafizul Quran is leading the prayer, and our youngsters are on the mobile phone. So in the olden days, when they started the cricket matches, there was no television, so you could see in countries like India and Pakistan, Ceylon, Sri Lanka, Nepal, people used to gather at the edge of the street. One person had a radio in the whole street or in the whole village, and they all used to listen to the commentary. So the kuffar, they knew how to play with the Muslims and how to divert them from time management. So people used to stand on the edge of the street and spend hours and hours listening to the commentary. Now you see in Ramadan, if there is a T20 match and you are fasting, the whole day you won't read even one verse of the Quran. And you'll be sitting in front of the TV and watching the match. Then they create football, they made leagues, Liverpool, Manchester, and so many other teams in the leagues. Now people are wild behind it. Even those 90 minutes are so valuable. A person can achieve so much that he can go further in his spirituality. They saw this is not even enough. They created hockey. How to waste the time of the people. Then this was not enough. They wanted to create an atmosphere, an environment in the house, so that the love and the affection which is in the family, that should depart. So they created Instagram. See, people are busy on the Instagram. What do you achieve with it? Nothing. Nothing. Not even a drop of knowledge you achieve from that. That was not enough. They created Snapchat. People are chatting on the Snapchat. X, Twitter, then WhatsApp. Not enough. How to create the relationship of a na-mahram, they created Facebook. Muslims are protecting their eyesight. Let us create Facebook. They can see the nude woman. They created Facebook. Then TikTok. That was not enough. One step ahead, TikTok. Then Discord. then YouTube. And in YouTube, they created scholars who will give the talk on Islam. Before you listen to a talk, you must know what is the authority of this scholar. Where did he graduate from? Who are his teachers? If you achieve knowledge, that will be your first chain. If you're learning from me, that is your first chain. To take your chain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the chain. I am the first ring of the chain. If you're learning something from me, then you will have to see the chain of my narrations. Whom did I learn from? Where my teacher learned from? And it carries on. And if you see in these bayans, I keep on watching on the YouTube. I will not deny. But I watch it for some reason. I don't watch it for knowledge. Because I have got enough books of the Aslaf. My example is like a fakir. A fakir holds a kashkol in his hand. Main to nachiz hoon, fakir hoon. I am nothing. My example is like a beggar. A beggar, he comes out in the village every day, if you have seen in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and many other countries. A beggar, he comes out to beg. So he enters the village. And then he says, Allah ke naam pe kuch de do. He's got a bowl, that is called kashkol. Bowl. Now he goes to the first house, they give a piece of bread, a piece of roti. He goes to the second house, they have cooked rice, 2 spoons of rice in the same bowl. He goes to the third house, maybe they have made kebab, they put half kebab in his bowl. He goes in front of every house, and in those days I have seen with my own eyes, even if people were poor in the village, when they saw a fakir is in our village, a poor beggar is in our village, whatever they could afford, they would put in that bowl. They would never shout at that fakir. Ye maine khud dekha hai apni zindagi ke andar. Kuch bhi ho ghar ke andar, ek chimach bhi uske andar dal de. Now that fakir in the evening, when he collects that food, he goes to the house. Now he's got a wife, he's got a couple of children, maybe siblings, brothers, mother, father, they all sit down to eat. When they start eating, everything is mixed. So one member of the family he likes, kisine kurma dal diya tha, he likes that, somebody he placed rice, he likes that, somebody put biryani, he likes that, kisine halwa usme dal diya, the other person likes that. Now the household members, they are praising that head of the family, the fakir, that mashallah, mashallah, aapne kamal kar diya. Ab wo fakir bolta hai. Now the beggar says, I am not entitled to be praised. The person who is entitled to be praised are the people who put that inside. So, mera koi kamal nahi hai, fakir kehta hai. Kamal to uska hai, jisne pakaya wo diya. So, my example is also like a fakir. When I'm sitting here, I'm talking to you, it's nothing from me. Everything is coming from my asatiza, from my ustars, from my sheikh, suyuk, from the books which they have written. Sometimes I'm opening Ma'ariful Quran, sometimes I'm opening Ahkamul Quran, sometimes Riyazus Salihin, and whatever I see the aslaf have written there, because they are the chain, isn't it? The Prophet ﷺ is not in front of me. How can I listen to the Prophet directly? But people have preserved the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So meri misal to ek fakir jaisi hai. To mere bowl ke andar jo aata hai, something I get from Ma'ariful Quran, something I get from other books, whatever I read, it comes in my bowl. And then I distribute it to you. Like the fakir, he puts that bowl on the dining table and everybody eats. To fakir ka to koi kamal nahi hai. Kamal to uska hai jisne uske andar dala. تو کمال اس کا ہے جو اسلاف نے جو باتیں لکھی اور وہ باتیں ہم آپ کے سامنے عرض کرتے ہیں. سو دا کفار دین یور یوٹیوب واز ناٹ انف دین دے کریٹڈ اندر پلیٹ فارم کال ریڈیٹ. دیکھا ہے کسی نے؟ یگسٹر دیکھا ہوگا. اینڈ دین اے فردر اسٹیپ ناؤ اے آئی. You will find a talk titled Imam Yusuf Lecture Juma on Nurul Islam. But it's not Imam Yusuf speaking. There's a lady there, Jemima, who is on the AI. She will exactly, but if you listen to it properly, you will detect it's the AI. So they are trying their best that the Muslims cannot manage the time. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in the hadith, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The beauty of Islam is a person's Islam. If I say I am a Muslim, I believe in Islam, what is the beauty of my Islam? The beauty will be that I do not waste my time in unnecessary things. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And the time is ticking. Time is ticking. Time is not going to come back. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to say, Ibn Adam, innama anta ayyam. Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, innama anta ayyam. You yourself is the day. Your name is human, but your name is day, day. What happens in the day? Sun rises, then it's mid-afternoon, then it's mid-afternoon, then it's evening, and then it's sunset. So they both are saying, innama anta ayyamun. فَكُلَّمَا ذَهَبَ يَوْمٌ ذَهَبَ بَعْدُكَ. When the day passes, it means a part of you has gone. A part of you has gone. آج کا دن گیا بس آپ کی زندگی ختم ہو ایک دن ختم ہو گیا. And then the day says in the morning, when the sun rises, when the dawn breaks and the day comes, what does it say to us? Man istata'a an ya'mala fi khairin faly'amalahu fa inni ghayru muqarrarin alaykum abada. Whoever wants to do good things should do it quickly because I will not return back. Today is Friday, this Friday. What is the day today? You had to see inside, you don't even know the date. So the 7th of November is not going to come, 2025. It's not going to come. So the day is saying to every human, today's day has arrived, and I'm not going to come back. We came in this world, Umre daraz mangkar laaye the char din. We always ask for a long life. Allah gives barakah in our lives. Right? We get a long life, but it should be full of barakah. Do arzu mein kat gaye, do intezar. We had four motives. We ask for a long life, but we ask for four things. Do is arzu. I get this much wealth, I married to such and such woman, I get so many children, my children should be a doctor, accountant, yeh sari arzuyein hain. To do arzu mein guzar gaye. And do intezar mein, you have got some motives, some expectation, but you're just waiting for it. Well, when will my business prosper? So four expectations with which we came in this world. Then the poet says, Tujhe pehle bachpan ne barson khilaya. When you were young, your mom and dad fed you different type of foods, this burger, that burger, fish and chips, ye khana, wo khana. Khub maa baap ne khilaya. Barson khilaya. Then you became young. Jawani ne fir tujhko majnoon banaya. Now you are young, you want this smartphone, you want this type of clothes, you want this type of blazer, you want this type of shoes, you want this type of watch. Jawani bhi khatam ho gayi. Burape ne fir aake kya kya sataya. Now you are stepping in the old age. You got vision problem, you got digestive problem, you got blood sugar problem, you got kidney problem, you got heart problem. Kya kya sataya? Ajal tera kardegi bilkul safaya. But when the strike of the death will come, inna ajalallah idha jaa la yuakhar. Sari umeedein khatam ho jayegi. Tere tujhe safaya kar diya tere. Jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. This is not the place where you put your heart in it. Jagah ji lagane ki duniya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. It is a place for lesson. Wama hadhihi al-hayatu ad-dunya illa lahum wa la'ib. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us that keep away from unnecessary things. And then he says, khiyarukum atwalukum a'amarukum wa ahsanukum a'amalan. The best amongst you are those who have got a long life. Lambi zindagi hai. Lekin lambi zindagi ke andar, he's not wasting the time. He's doing good things. Ahsanukum a'amalan. And then in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Iktanim khamsan qabla khams. Appreciate five things before five things. Shababaka qabla haramik. When you are young, your youth age, appreciate that youth age before you become old. When you become old, you won't be able to do good things. Believe me, brother. You won't be able to do good things. وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَمِكَ. Your health before your illness. Appreciate that. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ. If you are rich, before you become poor, you might go bankrupt in a minute. Something might happen financially. Appreciate what Allah has given you. وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شَغْلِكَ. And if you have got spare time, you have got time, appreciate before you become busy. وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And your life, appreciate before your death. And two things always deceive us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَقْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ. There are two things which always deceive you. People are deceived by that. What is that? الصِّحَةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. When a person is healthy, he thinks he will never become ill. He will never become ill. But when the illness starts coming one after another. A person, when he is free, he doesn't appreciate he's free. He can do a lot of things about deen. But when he becomes busy, and if Allah does not want to give you something. I was traveling from Jeddah. As you know, I went for Umrah. I started talking with the taxi driver. He was an Arab. So I started, I always when I go, I try to refresh my Arabic language. I'm not fluent, But alhamdulillah, tuti puti jo bhi aati hai. Kyunki wo jo driver hote hain, wo gunge hote hain. Kya hote hain? A driver is always dumb. Dumb ka mana gunge. They don't talk. And when they don't talk, what happens? They cause accidents. A lot of hajis, they die because of the drivers. They make accidents. So my habit is, when I am sitting on the passenger seat, I always talk with the driver. And you should do that as well. Isliye kahin jaye to wife ko le jaye, uske saath baatein karte rahe. Itni bhi baatein na kare ki dhyan udhar se udhar chala jaye. Itni bhi baatein na kare. So I started talking with him and then asking, where do you live? I live in Makkah. So I said, you are very fortunate. You should be going to the haram every day, every Juma. What he told me was shocking. He says, Sheikh, 15 years I haven't been to the haram. How many years? 15 years a brother is living in Makkah. And Allah did not give him tawfiq to go to the haram. So when Allah wants to take away something, He takes it away. Because you are not showing gratitude for what Allah has given you. La in shakartum la azidannakum. So we are fortunate in this country. That is one thing I brought for you from Makkah, that we are fortunate that Allah takes us. Although we are 4,500 kilometers away, Allah takes us. Second thing, I went to Qatar. I want to share with you this as well. And then I will share with you a sad news which happened with me. I went to Qatar. When I go any country, I always try to go to masajid and look at the intizam of the madrasa so that we can learn something. So I toured many masajid. Then I went in the biggest mosque which they have built in Qatar, which cost them multi-million pounds. You can see on the YouTube. Even if you see the minaret, it's like a ladder. Massive mosque. Massive. And underneath that mosque, they have built a university. So now I wanted to see two things. One is, what is the environment of the university? And what is the environment of the madrasa? So I went in the masjid. It was Asr time, and I know between Asr and Maghrib, they do the madrasa. I'm not criticizing. I'm just making you aware that wherever we are, Allah has given us a lot of bounties, which the Arabs even doesn't have. Arabs have got oil, Arabs have got planes, Arabs have got money, beautiful houses. But when it comes to deen, I don't compare the wealth, I compare the wealth of the deen. I went in the masjid, it was between us, there are five sheikhs sitting in the hall. And I've got a video. If anybody thinks I'm talking rubbish, for proof I made a video there. I've got a video with the permission of the sheikh. They are running the madrasa. One sheikh is sitting on this corner, five children. The second sheikh is there, four children. The third child, sheikh is there, six children. The other one is there, four children. The other one is there, three children. So five classes in a mosque which is one of the biggest mosques. And this is the system of the madrasa. So I went to them, because I always talk with people, alhamdulillah. That is one of my habits. Maybe it's good or bad, I don't know. But may Allah accept it. So I sat down with the sheikh, I talked with him. And then I asked him, is this the madrasa? He says, yes. He said, where are the Qur'ans? The children even doesn't have the Qur'an. So the sheikh is saying, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. And the children are reading. So even if they memorize the whole Quran, you give it to the child to read the Quran and open the page, can you read it from here? He won't be able to read. Like here also, what I have noticed in our madrasa, there are some children, they come, I will not mention which community, maybe they might be offended. Mashallah, they can read one sipara, two sipara, three sipara, they have memorized. But when it comes to the Quran, I tell them to open the Quran, can you read from here? They can't read even one line. So this is the system they teach the deen. And look at our system. I was talking to the children yesterday, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you in this country. The madaris. Even at Nurul Islam, the madrasa we got. Alhamdulillah, it is such a great bounty. We should appreciate. So these were the two things I had to share. And the third thing is, I went for Umrah, made dua for all of you. Had a night tour when I landed at the airport. I opened my phone because it was on the airplane mode, and suddenly I saw there are 50-60 calls. So I phoned, and unfortunately my brother, younger brother, who used to live in Leicester, he had a heart attack on Sunday morning and he passed away. So make dua for him. I'm going through a lot of stress. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me himmat and give us the tawfiq to manage our time of this life. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.